Okay, welcome to my presentation on trichotillium. This work is conducted as part of the planetary biodiversity inventory of Platygastroidea, and it will contribute to two particular goals. The first is understanding the relationships of the genera within the superfamily, and the second is to describe the world fauna of the Celioninae sensu lato. This group is defined by having a tubular ovipositor. This dark spot here is tergite 7, and this membranous tube here is homologous to intersegmental membrane, and this entire apparatus is extruded with the ovipositor. Now, all of the Celioninae are egg parasitoids as far as we know, but Trichotillia does not have any host records. The taxonomic history is relatively simple. The genus was described with one species in 1910, and one species was added in a generic transfer. However, all of the material from that original description has been lost. My goals are to revise the generic concept, which includes designating a neotype to stabilize the genus, and also to assess whether or not this is actually a monophyletic group. And then, of course, describe new species with their associated geographical data. And the two genera whose relationships I'm interested in are Tuara and Peridris. So Trichotillia is united with Tuara and Peridris on the basis of having a stigmal vein longer than the marginal vein, having hairy eyes, and having a well-developed metascutellum, which in this specimen can be seen as bispinos. Trichotillia can be separated from these other two genera on the basis of having two patches of dense fine ceti on the lateral part of tergite 1 and sternite 2 seen here. These are most likely involved in some type of glandular secretion, although the function is unknown. If we shift our focus to the head of the insect, we can see that the clypeus of Trichotillia is very narrow. In Tuara, it is broad, convex, and serrated. And in Peridris, it is broad, smooth ventrally, with acute corners. Now, as I mentioned before, all of these have a well-developed metascutellum. However, in Peridris here, and in Trichotillia, the metascutellum varies greatly. However, Trichotillia has one character that is not shared with any other genus in the superfamily, and that is the presence of ceti here on the metascutellum. So the genus can be identified by this character alone. When it came to designating a neotype, we of course relied on the original description, and this was made rather easy by the character state seen here, which was described as striae of the genus meeting dorsally. And this allowed us to eliminate all but three of the species that we've identified. The second character having a horizontally striate mesopleuron, seen here, allowed us to narrow it down to just one species. We feel rather confident that this is indeed the neotype because it is entirely congruent with the description, things such as yellow cocci, yellowish-brown wings. It is one of the more common species, and its distribution overlaps with that of the type. So we have a sound generic concept. The genus is defined by an uncontroverted synapomorphy, and we feel good about our neotype for the type of the genus. The species level revision has resulted in an increase from 2 to 35 species. And we see quite a variety of forms. These images all are presented to scale to illustrate the differences in size, in the shape of the insects, and in the shape of the segments relative to each other. Because these insects are egg parasitoids, the shape of the body reflects the shape and size of the egg. So I think that this indicates that this genus has a variety of hosts, at least in terms of size and shape of the host egg. Our distribution has increased from that of the two holotypes to extend throughout Madagascar, and its distribution seems to be limited to Madagascar. I think that 35 species on this island is rather significant when we compare that to the distributions of its relatives. Peridris is cosmopolitan with 30 described species, and certainly there are more. Tuara is present in the eastern Palearctic in the Oriental region that has about a dozen species, but only one is described. When we take a closer look at the relationships between these, some informative characters are the length of the postmarginal vein, which is long in both Trichotillia and Tuara, whereas Peridris has just a small stub. Both Trichotillia and Tuara have two basiconic sensilla on antennomere 8, whereas Peridris only has one. Additionally, all of Tuara except for one species have a sensilla on antennomere 7, and three species of Trichotillia have a sensilla on antennomere 7. The trend within Platygastrodia is that the reduction of characters is derived, and it's from that perspective that I'll be comparing one of the Trichotillia that has this sensillum on A7 with Tuara. So here they are. This is the Trichotillia, one of the Trichotillia that has that sensillum, and a typical specimen of Tuara. They have transverse shape of the head, similar habitus, and they both have the same shape of the metascutellar spines here. All species of Tuara have a large spine on the posterior margin of the metapleuron, and they also have a very coarsely sculptured ventral mesepisternum. That same specimen of Trichotillia is of interest because it also has a spine on the metapleuron, and it also has coarse sculpture throughout the ventral mesepisternum. When we compare this to the majority of other Trichotillia, we see that there is no spine on the metapleuron, but just a small bulge or kink, and the coarse sculpture is limited to the anterior margin. Peridris does not have a spine on the metapleuron and typically has coarse sculpture throughout the mesepisternum, but I have only seen about a dozen species of Peridris, so I cannot evaluate that worldwide yet. Okay, so my current hypothesis is that Trichotillia and Tuara are sister taxa, and that the plesiomorphic state of their common ancestor had a metapleural spine, large metascutellar spines, coarse sculpture on the mesepisternum, long postmarginal vein, transverse head, two sensilla on A8 and one sensillum on A7. And I further hypothesize that the sensillum on antennomere 7 was lost convergently in both genera. So this is a graphical summary. We have some characters that unite these genera. Each of them has its own form of the clypeus. And Trichotillia has some additional characters that support its monophyly. And we have some characters that suggest Trichotillia and Tuara are sister taxa. Now, this is not a phylogenetic analysis. This is just a graphical depiction of my hypothesis. So, of course, the future is to test this in a more formal context. So once I'm finished with Trichotillia, I plan to revise Peridris, Tuara, and then we have three undescribed genera, one from Southern Africa, one from Indonesia, and one from Brazil, and then do a phylogenetic analysis of all of these groups. I'd like to thank my collaborator, Lubomir Masner, my advisor, Norman Johnson, and Luciano Musetti, Joe Cora, and Sarah Hemley for their help in the physical and electronic processing of specimens. And now I'd like to take questions.
Any questions?
Yes.
Can you hypothesize those relationships based on what you know about variables or other similarities?
Can you clarify that question a bit?
So you don't know the host for Trichotillia.
Or Paradris or Chuara.
Oh, okay.
So we don't know any of those. They all have setose eyes. The ocelli are relatively close to each other. They all have a tubular ovipositor. I think that they all have a stigmal vein longer than the marginal vein as well. Antaris is the only other one. They all have some kind of metascutellar development as well.
One quick question.